Good afternoon, I'm Lou Jordan with Kids in the Community, being brought to you by Kim McDonald, State Farm Insurance, and our latest Kids in the Community Award recipients. Today, I'm with the students at the Du Bois Area High School. Now, they did a great thing during the pandemic. They went out and they put a smile on everybody's face, and we're going to tell you how they did that. First of all, I'll talk with the vice president, and that is Ruby Wellpott. Good afternoon, Ruby. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm good.
So, Ruby, I'll tell you what. I'll let you set the table. You tell everybody what's going on and what you guys did.
So, our Interact Club, we basically do community service and school service. And over the weekend on Sunday, we went around Du Bois to different places like MedExpress, ambulance stations, the middle school, different places like that in fire halls, and we did chalk art just to, like, spread joy around Du Bois. I don't really know anybody that doesn't like chalk art.
So, Ruby, who came up with that idea?
Mrs. Stevens came up with the idea, and we were all, like, really into it right off the bat. It sounded super fun. It was kind of like a scavenger hunt going around Du Bois because we each had a list. So it was really cool going around. And then we'd hop out of the car, do our chalk art, and get back in the car and go to the next place. So that was really fun.
So how many of you do you think there were that went around and did the chalk art?
There was about 30 kids. And we split up into groups of like 5 or 6. And so we also got to make new friends because it was a little bit of different groups made.
And I'll bet where you were doing the chalk art, did people talk and say, hey, what are you guys up to?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to pass the phone to Sophia because she had like a cool interaction.
Hi, this is Sophia.
All right, Sophia, tell us what happened.
So while we were doing our chalk drawings downtown, we had a woman come up to us and say how the world really needs this right now and how we were doing such a great job brightening up the community.
How did that make you feel? Pretty good.
It made me feel great. It made me feel like I was making a difference.
So you guys are all out there, people walking up and down the streets. And I'll tell you what, at this time, everybody just needs to smile. And that's what you were doing.
Yeah, it felt amazing. There was actually a guy driving by who gave us a thumbs up also.
So what did you draw? Tell me some of the things that you guys did.
Depending on the place we were at, we drew whatever would relate to the building. So at the library, we would draw books, and at the police station, we drew flags. So stuff like that.
Okay. So what would you like to add?
I would like to add that this was a great project, and I think we're going to be doing this every year, and I think this is really good since people are coming out of their houses and stuff because of COVID, and it was a great experience.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing that. It sounds like it was a lot of fun as well.
It was a lot of fun.
Okay, Sophia, who do you want to introduce next?
I'm going to introduce Maria next.
Hi.
Hello, Maria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're the treasurer, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what your job is.
So I help with a lot of the expenses that we do. A lot of the stuff that we would donate to certain things in the club, I would help sort that all out.
So how would you raise the money to get everything you need to go out and do the chalk art?
Usually we have a Sadie Hawkins dance that we run, but this year with COVID, we weren't able to do it. So we raised money by a pizza fundraiser.
Oh, that was a great idea, and that worked out pretty well, apparently.
We're also, the Rotary also sponsored us and gave us $200, so that was a great profit.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you also went out and you were part of the artwork, right?
Yeah, I was in a different group and it was a lot of fun. I went to the hospital. I went to Wasson Elementary School and we got to brighten up a lot of those places.
So are you guys all involved in an art class or is this just a natural talent that you have?
No, we just put together our talents and did our best to brighten up the community with the artistic abilities that we all had.
And everybody appreciates that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Maria, who would you like to introduce?
I'm going to hand the phone over to Gavin.
Hello?
Hello, Gavin. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, Gavin, tell us what you did when you went out with the group.
We went to a lot of fire stations, and then we went to the Christ the King. At the fire stations, we drew, like, American flags, and we drew flowers and something that when they go or get back from, like, an emergency, they can see that they're appreciated.
So does anybody have, like, a specialty that you just love to draw?
No, not really. It's just, I think everybody as a kid really drew with chalk, so mostly everybody's pretty good at it.
So everybody just had fun.
Yeah.
So you guys, do you plan on keeping on doing this?
Yeah, we actually said this is going to be an annual thing. Hopefully some people will get involved in the club and look forward to this.
Thank you for doing all of this. I know that during COVID, nobody wanted to go out. And when you did, everybody just kind of walked with their heads down. Mm-hmm. And you guys did all that artwork just to put a smile on everybody's face. And we truly appreciate that.
Yeah.
Who would you like to introduce? I think there's only one person left.
I'm going to give the phone to Bree.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell us everything that you did.
So we went around to, like, the nursing home, the Du Bois nursing home, and fire stations, and then a couple of the schools. And my group mainly wrote, like, stuff like, we wrote, like, COVID warriors outside of, like, the hospitals, like, because we went to a behavioral health unit and like, the nursing home in front of, like, the employee entrance. And then, like, we drew, like, these little, like, coronavirus things and then crossed them out. And then we just wrote other, like, encouraging things around and, like, stay strong and all of that stuff.
So you guys, you were the inspirational group. You went out there and gave us inspirational messages.
Yeah.
That was a great idea. So how long would it take you once you got there to get it done? Did it take a long time to make these drawings and write these signs?
Some took more than others. It just depended how, like, big of an area we had at the place. Like, the one fire station, we had a little bit of less room, but, like, the nursing home, we had more, so we would write more.
And I imagine wherever you were, like at the nursing home or the fire station, whoever was there, they probably came out and thanked you for doing that.
Yeah, we had one at the behavioral health unit because we went in and asked if we could do it beforehand. And they, like, thanked us for the encouragement. And other places, like, there weren't many people around or else they probably would have. But I did see a post on social media of one of the ones that we did, my group did.
Oh, that's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I see here, is this your saying? Is it, we rocked it today, service before self?
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's just a great way to put it. Thank you, Bree, for being on the show today. And once again, let's talk with the vice president. Here's Ruby.
I can share some of the other projects we've done this year. Besides the chalk walk, we had our president come up with the idea to paint our fitness centers in the high school. And that was a pretty big project that she took on, and they got it done. And it just makes everybody that is working out feel happier. We also set up a haunted house in Treasure Lake. We helped put that together. We also made Valentine's Day cards and made snowmen outside the nursing home to brighten up their lives, especially since they can't have a lot of visitors right now. We also put together a purse drive for the nursing facilities and the homeless shelters. And we've also done a couple of other things, but those ones were definitely really fun to be a part of.
You guys are like angels. You just go around putting smiles on people's faces.
Oh.
I think that's wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, it is really fun to be a part of it.
Well, I want to thank you guys for putting a smile on our face. Thank you, Ruby, Maria, Gavin, Sophia, and Brianne. Thank you so much for being on the show today, and thank you for everything you're doing. And Kids in the Community has been brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance. If you know of another group or individual who deserves recognition, you can always nominate them at sunny106.fm.